everything is deducible.
I just want to say thanks for helping out today. You got us our guy in, and we're grateful. We can take it from here.
Respectfully, Detective, I doubt that very much, because I have reason to believe that Richard Mantlo didn't kill his wife.
Wait. Come again?
Dr. Mantlo has girl's feet. Haven't you noticed? He's a size 8. It is an inch. The boot print on his front door was an 11.
So he was smart. He wore a bigger shoe to throw us off.
Did he also wear bigger hands when he strangled his wife?
Oh.
Well, these strangulation marks are indicative of a man much larger than Mantlo. Not just heavier, but taller. I'd estimate his height to be somewhere between 6'1", 6'3". Your ME will come to the same conclusion in a couple of hours. I'm delivering it now. You're a doctor. Tell them I'm right.
I'm not a doctor.
Were a doctor. Surely you haven't forgotten how bruising works.
Okay, yeah, sure. These hands do seem a little small for the bruise pattern.
With your permission, Captain, I'd like a moment alone with Dr. Mantlo.
Captain, this...
You've got 2 minutes.
Four men in your life, I'd like a list.
Amy was a good person, but if you're here because you think I had something to do with it...
Dr. Mantlo said that you'd made a pass at her at a holiday party last year.
Actually, no, I didn't. I asked her about all the plastic surgery she had.
Plastic surgery?
Okay, look, I helped plan a fundraiser for the hospital 2 years ago. That was before the surgeries. I know I still have the pictures.